Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Nicole? Nicole?
Something happened, Joe. Because it sounded like Cindy was looking for Nicole.
Yeah. Wait 5 more minutes.
Oh, boy.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
hello?
Hi.
Cindy?
No. What's going on? Is the show going on tonight?
I don't know. Who's this?
Oh, my name is Val. I've been waiting since quarter of.
Oh, you've been waiting? Yeah, I've been waiting.
Hello, everyone?
Hello?
Are you all waiting for Cindy?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. There's a minor technical difficulty, and she's working on it right now.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So just bear with us.
All
right. You all can hear me.
Okay, can I ask you, is this a reading show tonight?
Yes, it's a regular show. She's just, what has happened
hey,
is
DJ,
that...
Hey, DJ, how you doing? It's Nicole. Can you hear me?
Hi,
yeah,
Nicole.
I can hear you.
Nicole.
All right, cool.
Hi, Nicole.
How you doing, guys? Yeah, we are having
yeah,
so like, major
Cindy.
Difficulties.
She's going to take my phone.
Funny tonight.
Here she is.
Hi, Nicole.
Hello,
Nicole.
Yes,
I'm on the air.
Hi, Nicole.
I believe we are on
the
air.
Oh, my goodness. You know, we're having so much technical difficulty with Blog Talk Radio. It's not funny. They've been saying they're having a lot of problems. I just got an email, so. Okay, so who's on the line? Who are we talking to?
My name
Joe
is Val.
County.
I've been on since quarter of.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, we just had so, you know,
no,
Blog Talk Radio.
It's
having
okay.
So much.
I understand.
Okay. All right. So what's your question?
Me?
Yes, Nicole?
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, I don't know who's being talked to.
Cindy?
Okay. Yes.
This
okay.
is Joe.
Can
how
you
are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, Cindy.
I'm talking about someone that I lost.
We seem to have
Cindy,
a lot
I'm
of
just
people.
Gonna yeah. Cindy, I'm just going to interject here right now, okay? If you look at the host screen, since obviously I'm unable to see it because I cannot log into Blog Talk, what you're going to have to do is you've got too many mics on, okay? You've got what it looks like is that you've got all the callers on at the same time. So what we're
okay.
going to have to do, again, listeners, I'm very, very sorry, you're going to have to mute a couple of those mics, leave only one mic live, you know the one caller's mic live, and leave our mics alone so that this way we can speak to one person at a time.
Cindy? 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 Hello, Cindy? Cindy? Hi, Cindy? She muted everybody, I guess, babe.
Except for one.
Then why aren't we hearing it?
Because she can't. She had to mute everybody. She can only talk to one person at a time without having technical difficulties.
Give it till a quarter after, okay?
Yeah, give it till whenever you want. You want me to call back?
Yeah, okay. Try to call back and see what happens. Hello?
Yes, hello. Is this Joe?
Yes, hi.
Hi, I'm so sorry. We're having so much technical difficulty with Blog Talk Radio today. It's not funny. And we keep, you know, trying to call in and call back. And anyway, did you have a question? You might as well start.
Yes, Cindy. I lost one. Do they have any other messages from the other side that they can give me? And anything
okay.
that...
And okay, let's see. Was there a specific question you wanted guidance on?
Well, I wanted to know, if everything is good as far as they're concerned with me and is our relationship.
Okay, the most recent death is the person who wants to talk to you. Who is the most recent death for you?
It's my father-in-law.
Okay, because he's actually okay. He's pretty much at peace right now. He is, you know, just concerned with everybody who's still mourning for him. He wants people to be relaxed and not worry about him too much. He has grandchildren because he seems to, you know, watch over the grandchildren a lot. Those are his primary concerns. Joe, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, he seems to be concerned with them. Do you have a specific question for him that you wanted answered?
I just wanted to know if he feels that he left anything undone before he left this earth. That...
Well, there are, he feels pretty okay with things. He's missing his children. He's talking about his wife. She seems to still be very upset. Do you speak with her?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he's mainly concerned about her, and can you deliver the message to him that she helped make his life be everything that he wanted it to be and that he is resting in peace? He's crying a lot. He seems to miss, her a great deal and doesn't like seeing her so sad. You know, that seems to be his main concern, is her.
Okay.
He doesn't seem to care too much about other things. That's his main concern. He's saying, I don't think he believed that you could commune to him after he died. He's getting kind of a kick out of this right now.
Okay.
But he is a person who is guiding over everybody and trying to give them strength. He's telling you, Joe, not to worry about money too much. Are you worrying about money a lot right now?
A little bit, yes.
But he's telling you you're going to be okay. He tended to worry about money a lot when he was on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
He's really saying to you it doesn't matter now.
Okay.
He loves his family. That's his main concern, seems to be to watch over the family, to love them, and to be there for them, and he gives you signs. Are you seeing them anywhere?
No, not really, Cindy. No.
Okay. Do you know what the kinds of signs people give?
Maybe
that's part of the problem. People give signs in very different ways, but sometimes it's through a song you might hear, or it could be even if you're driving in the car and a license plate has his name on it, and it's in front of you. They give little signs all along, and he's definitely near you and just telling you, please take good care of your family, and that's mainly what he has to say. I mean, he seems very much at peace. He's not, other than him crying a little bit because he misses everybody,
mm-hmm.
You're a good son-in-law. Are you aware of that?
Yes. Yes.
And, you know, and he can rest in peace because he knows, you know, his child, his daughter's taken care of. So that's something important for him.
Okay.
That seems to be his main focus and concern. And he left some money to people because he's talking about money.
Okay.
And, you know, that makes him happy, and he wants people to enjoy the money but not to worry about it.
Okay.
Well, we're going to try to move to the next caller since it took so long to get on tonight. And good luck to you, and please call in again in the near future.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay,
thank
you're welcome.
You.
Bye. Bye. Oh, Nicole, you're on too?
And no, Cindy, I'm on. Actually, what I've done to try to resolve this issue is that I was trying to log into Blog Talk from one of my stores. And what happened was as soon as I hit Blog Talk Radio and I tried to log in, my internet completely cut out and crashed. And I could not get back onto Blog Talk. So I'm actually in the car right now. I'm driving over to one of my other locations to see if I have any luck on that computer because I'm not sure if that's Blog Talk or what just happened there. But as soon as I hit the Blog Talk website, it shut me down completely.
I know, but I did get an email saying they're having a lot of trouble with Blog
yeah,
Talk
well,
Radio,
you know,
by the way.
Because I'm on at the same time, but we had a trouble like this a couple weeks ago as well where I couldn't get on. You know,
well, that's
so,
what they did send an email with great apologies and that they said that they're resolving it. Well, anyway, let me take another caller. Hi, Cindy, you're
caller,
on the air.
As soon as I hit a switchboard, I'll let you know.
Hello? Okay. Hello, it's Cindy. I'm sorry about all the technical difficulties. Blog Talk Radio has been having a little difficulty the last few weeks. They thought it was resolved, but obviously it wasn't. But anyway, we're back on the air, and I hope that we won't have any more difficulties tonight. This is Cindy. Who is this?
Diane speaking from California. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Diane. How are you? Did you have a specific question you wanted to ask?
You know, I'd rather just see if there's something I need to hear that's so much more beneficial, I think. Can I ask that tonight?
Okay. Okay. Let me see what's coming up for you. This should be a very peaceful year for you, by the way. Coming up in the next few months are good things for you, career-wise as well. What are you doing for a living? Because the career looks pretty promising here in these cards.
A realtor. I sell real estate.
What is realtor? Yeah, and it looks
yeah.
like, try not to worry too much about it because it looks like this is going to be a good year for you. You know, in
right.
the next few months, you should be able to make some decent money. There is a young person, a younger man who passed away that wants to talk to you. Do you know who that would be?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because he's basically telling you, relax. You really have very good cards, by the way, here, in terms of it being a better year coming up. He's very much at peace, telling you to look inward and see the light and not mourn for him so much. It's been very troubling for him to see people mourn. You're getting a lot of divine guidance. Are you feeling it?
I think I definitely do. I really do. I do. But,
okay, and
yes.
Sometimes it's hard for people to realize what divine guidance is, but 20% of our thoughts are not our own. They come from dead people and spirit guides. And you're getting a lot of guidance telling you not to relax and that you are really on the right path. There's, you know, just a few people at work, you know, you might need to watch your back a little bit with. Do you know who your spirit guides are talking about?
I'm not sure.
Okay, just, you know, you're a little bit on the trusting side. Are you aware of that?
Yes, completely.
And the universe is basically telling you, just, you know, watch your back. You have a very good five-year period ahead of you. Pretty much anything you want is yours. Do you know where you want to be 5 years from now, career-wise, family-wise, in every way? Do you have a vision?
I do.
Okay, because the clearer the vision, the clearer it will manifest. And, you know, you have a lot of good karma surrounding you, so God wants to grant you pretty much what you want. There's a nice man in this picture. Do you have one now?
I do not. And I
okay.
Is it brand new? It's not from the past.
Yeah, it's coming
correct?
In the very, no, this is a brand new guy coming in the very near future. He's a man who makes good money, who will be a good partner in every way, including financially. I mean, he is a man who makes, you know, a living, who will be very supportive of you. Are you ready for that now?
I really am so ready. Is this someone I've maybe been introduced to, or I've crossed paths with, or am I just going to pop out
this
of nowhere?
This is entirely a new guy.
Cool.
Because this is a very strong soulmate. If you had already met him, you would know it because it's almost like you're not going to have a chance to fall in love with him. You're going to just be in love with him.
Yeah,
so,
I understand.
You know that
this
kind.
Year.
And
I
this
do.
Year. And it's a very strong soulmate. Have you been wishing for love? Because it's showing up in the cards a lot.
I have to, honestly.
Okay, because it's the number one thing showing up in your cards. Good money, a very wonderful person who's very well matched to you, very similar in his mindset of what he wants for the world as you do. For a while, it looked like you turned your back on love. That's why it wasn't brought to you. You know, the universe needs to hear you say, I'm ready. They're not going to bring you a soulmate when you're not ready, because what happens is we end up messing it up. And although we have 30 soulmates on the planet, the universe only brings us one occasionally. And, you know, that means if somehow the other person messes up the love affair, we'll still be granted another soulmate. In your case, they were afraid, your spirit guides were afraid you were going to run from love.
Ah, that so makes so much sense to me. Unbelievably.
And now that you've been putting out that thought that you're ready for it, it's coming. So,
wonderful.
You know, that's the good news. That's the very good news.
It couldn't
so
be better.
You have, you actually have one of the best selections of cards that I've seen all week, so nothing negative in your cards, really, other than a little bit too much worrying. Try not to worry so much, because you really do have a wonderful five-year period. If you take advantage of that five-year period, you're going to have another wonderful, wonderful five-year period opening up. So, you know, that's the most important thing. Did you have another question you wanted to ask? Do you have a specific question?
Not at all. No, Cindy, I am so fortunate to get through and have such a blessed reading. Back at you so much.
Oh,
love
you're
so
welcome.
Much. Thank you.
Sorry
so
about all the technical difficulties.
Great.
Good luck
Are
to you.
Are you kidding? I would hang on for you anytime. It was a pleasure.
Oh, my
Good
goodness.
Good luck to you.
I was like, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Nicole and I are so glad to be back on the air. Today was a hectic day for me, as it was. Moving, and of course Verizon didn't come here and set up my landline nor my regular computer that I usually use, so I am on a laptop. So considering that I kept losing the internet connection and everything else, it was and with Blog Talk Radio, we've had quite a night. So anyway, let's see, Nicole, how are you doing today?
I'm doing actually not too bad. I actually just made it over to my other location, where hopefully I'll be able to get on the switchboard and be able to help you out a little bit tonight then.
Oh, good. Well, okay,
yeah,
let's
move
around.
Yeah, so you grab the next caller. I'm going to work on it from my end, and as soon as I have an answer for you, I will be able to hook you up and start screening some people so that our lovely listeners will know who they're going to be talking to or who they're going to be listening to, you know, for the remaining, you know, time of the show.
Terrific. I think we lost a lot of our listeners because they lost patience with all the technical difficulties.
Know.
Oh, well, let's move on to the next caller. Hi, it's Cindy. And
hey.
Can't wait to speak with you. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, and who is this?
Valerie,
and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the New Hampshire area. And are you in the Long Island area?
Yes, we're on Long Island.
Oh,
and,
okay, great.
So anyway, did you have a specific question you wanted to ask today, or did you?
No, I sure do, actually. I would like to know, I know it's a little easier. I'm a reader as well, so it's a little easier when you have a specific area to kind of focus in on.
Right, especially tonight with between my moving, my doing a laptop I'm not familiar with, using it on a cell phone that I can't keep losing my connection, and Blog Talk blowing us off. The whole technical difficulties, it was a little bit much. So I'm glad to have a reader who knows, you know, if you could focus it, I'd love it.
Yes, I definitely can. Okay, what I would like to know is about a certain person. His name is Jeffrey, and I just wonder what you pick up around that.
Okay, that's a good question. Jeffrey has feelings for you, but Jeffrey's sort of a little bit of a commitment phobic here. He's a little bit afraid of moving forward in the relationship. Do you know him well?
Yeah, let me put it this way. I've known him for...
Because for how long?
Go ahead.
How long have you known him for?
Long time.
Okay, because he's a person who's been hurt before in love, so he's a little bit afraid. You guys definitely have a very strong connection, but he's a person who has the potential to not move this forward. Are you kind of sensing that?
Well, let me say this. We've been intertwined for 13 years, and we lived together and we dated a long time ago. And over time, there's been a few other people. I can't say that we've been a couple in a very long time, but we've been intertwined. And I get a very strong connection with the two of us. And there has been somebody else very in and out of his life over the last 7-8 years, but more off than on. And I know her, she's not very good. And I feel from a person-to-person view, I'm very concerned about him. Because I feel like...
And the relationship is very toxic that he's in, by the way.
And it looks like he's going to continue.
I don't even think they're together anymore. But they are somehow connected, as if they still speak or communicate. She doesn't want to let him go, by the way. So this is sort of going to be back and forth. You know, you guys definitely have a soulmate connection. The problem is that without commitment, it isn't going to grow, and it could hurt you. And at this point, if you think he's, you know, free, have you told him how you feel?
Not in quite a long time, but right now he's in the I hate you mode, go away, which I've dealt with before, so it's nothing new, but anytime she is around, he's very, let's say, vicious. And so a few months ago, I said to him, you know what? I'll step back. You go. You call her. You get back together with her. I give you 6 months, and I'll have a shoulder for you. And I pretty much stepped back. And like I said, I'm in another state to begin with right now. I'm from there, but I'm from New York upstate, but I'm in another state, and I plan to move back hopefully at the end of the year. But I feel like she's going to meet someone and be done with him altogether.
Well, it looks like you're going to be beating yourself over the head with this. There's a lot of, out of the deck of cards that I use the Rider Waite, there's 4 worry cards and conflict. You know, all of them came up on this relationship. You know, at this point, the universe is asking you, you have your own commitment issues, because at this point, this gives you an illusion of a relationship without really having one. Are you ready for a relationship that's really in the same state, a person who wants to commit to you?
There.
Right. And he looks like you're going to be sort of battling him for a while.
That's okay.
You have a very good 10-year period opening up, by the way. Anything you want is yours. It's just with him, you know, he stayed in that toxic relationship for a long time.
What? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello? Oh, no. Cindy? What happened? happened. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
And it appears that we lost Cindy again. Okay, Blog Talk people, I am very, very sorry about this. Again, Cindy has been having a lot of trouble with Blog Talk Radio. Hopefully she will be calling back in momentarily so that I can reconnect her with all of your calls. I'm going to actually put somebody on the line now and preface something for somebody. So when Cindy calls back in, we could, you know, just reconvene and pick up where we left off. So, hello, can I have your name, please?
This is Val. I was talking to her.
You were talking to Cindy, and you're the one that got disconnected, Val?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. This Blog Talk is really killing us tonight, isn't it?
I hear you. It is.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it. You know, it's really, really terrible because, you know, we've been trying so hard to, you know, keep up and be consistent and this and that, and then all of a sudden, you know, through no fault of our own, we're having a lot of problems. What's that?
I said, gotta love technology.
Oh, yeah, you know, in some ways it's so, so great, and in other ways it kind of really makes you, you know, makes you, I guess, appreciate a more simplistic view. Hold on just a second, Val. Let me just see if Cindy is back on the line or not. I don't see her just yet. All right, but hopefully, you know, she will patch through relatively shortly.
Okay, I've been on since 6:45, so a few more minutes won't make a difference.
Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Cindy.
Okay, I just got
Cindy,
my cell phone.
Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I'm calling from my cell phone. It's the 879 number.
Okay. Well, you're on the air right now, Cindy, so I don't even have to activate you, so you're good to go.
Okay, good. I don't know how that works.
I don't know how. No, you're fine. Just don't touch anything. I have the switchboard up, and I even patched through Val, so our listeners didn't have to hear silence while you were gone until we got you back.
Okay, good. Again,
so Val is there. You guys can continue, I guess.
Apologies from Blog Talk Radio. They've been having so much trouble.
I know.
We haven't been having this trouble too bad. So, I mean, this is really, you know, really, this is really hard to do. But anyway, Val, I just want you to understand that this man may want to make you his toxic mate now. Do you want to do that dance with him? I mean, he can be abusive in his own way. I know you think the woman he was with was narcissistic and manipulative. But with her, he was the same way. Are you aware of that?
To a degree. I know him. We've been through everything and back more than some married couples. And I know how he is. And I know. I love the guy wholeheartedly. You know, I believe he is aware that he needs to get some, you know, help. I think he, last time I talked to him, he was kind of talking about it, which is a long step, a big step for him. And he knows, I say to him, you know, I'll give him those talks about, why don't you do this, and you're a good person, and, you know, I might have a few choice words in the mix, but, you know, and I say, I know you better than anybody else, even if you got married. He doesn't like it, but I know I make him think. And, you know, if it's a matter of him, you know, just getting himself to a point where he works on some things and we would come back together, I'm okay with that. I wouldn't have waited. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm hearing
so,
other.
But I'm okay with that.
Right, exactly. And what I see going on here for you is that, you know, he's a person who has a lot of unhealed issues. And although you guys started out as soulmates, it's really not now soulmates because there's so much toxic mess going on here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might get fed up with him. You know, you may need to just sort of be with him in that same state, try to connect with him. But it looks as if you're a person who may end up getting really fed up with the whole thing. Because he's an emotional cripple in many ways. And, you know, he doesn't want to heal his issues. And, you know, you're the one who's probably going to choose your way out of this. Probably won't be immediate. Might take a year or so.
But,
you know what I mean? Relationships tend to work in five-year cycles. Definitely by the time you hit the 15-year mark, this guy's either going to come to the plate and heal, or you're going to be out of there. You're going to lose patience with him. You know, I know you love him, but on a day-to-day basis, he can be really difficult. That's what's showing up in these cards. And, you know, you deserve, and you're a nice person, but, you know, after a while, no excuses for abuse. You know, it looks like you've got, you know, some rocky times ahead with him, but, you know, he is who he is. This has been going on a long time. And are you praying for that soulmate who's ready, willing, and able to love and commit to you and commit to healing? And you want to be the same too?
I'm praying for God to heal him and to help him get the help that he needs so that he can kind of see the light and realize that my love is very genuine for him.
Right, exactly. And again, what I'm seeing is that you may get fed up with, you know, you're a patient person, but even patient people have their limits. And he's almost pushing you beyond your limits. You know, I see that he's really not wanting to heal very quickly. So, I mean, call in and let us know what happens in the next few months when you go back to New York.
I will.
Do you have another question?
Well, I was just going to say, when do you feel him and the other girl? I feel she will move on and find someone and be done.
Looks like they're still holding on to each other. You know, toxic love has an unconscious contract. No matter what you do or I do, we never abandon each other. It seems to be pretty much that way with them. A lot of, you know, back and forth. I don't see that relationship ending either. He doesn't really end relationships. He just keeps them going on and on and on. But he doesn't heal any of them. You know, pray that she finds somebody else and moves on because they're really bad together. You know, let her do her toxic dance with somebody else. You know, but he's very entwined with her or enmeshed with her. You know, it's not an easy relationship to cut off. They've done this before, too. You know, they've broken up and gone back. This is the pattern.
But I mean, when I tell you in 8 years or 7.5 years, she's been in his life maybe a total of 2 years.
Wow. But again, he's doing that same dance with you too. It seems to be he doesn't cut anybody out of his life, but he just keeps them hanging on.
Hmm.
So, you know, I don't see that in that relationship ending right now. It looks like they are definitely in communication.
All right. Okay. And when do you feel I should see him again? Or run into him. I go back for visits and whatnot.
Right, but again, it's up to you to ask him to treat you with respect as well. You know, he can't be abusive to you. That's something not healthy that's going on here. You know, you're an old soul. Old souls are too tolerant. We actually take too much nonsense. You know, there's a point in which he's even pushing you too far.
Not really, because if I don't talk to him for a while, it kind of blows over, and you know, and I'm sure the same with him. So,
well, the point is, if you're happy with that, because it looks like this is the dance you're going to be doing with him for the next 10 years. If that's, you know, nothing ever changes with him. You know, he doesn't want to heal his issues, and that's why, you know, eventually, do you want a man who wants to heal his issues?
I do, yes.
That's what I'm saying. So you might find in the next year or two you getting frustrated with him. And, you know, that you deserve better than this because he is abusive and, you know, there's no excuses for abuse. It's a point where he's a grown-up. He's got to knock it off a little bit. He has issues with women in general.
Yes,
there are men who love. There are men who love women, and there are men who hate women. He happens to hate women, and that's something that might not change. It's not going to change. So keep that in mind. That you know, that's his issues.
Is he gay? No, I'm joking.
No, no, no. He's not gay. He's just a man.
I know. <it's> uh-huh.
You know, who can live without women. Well, anyway, I'm going to try to take on another. Call
absolutely.
Or two because we're so far behind in today's show.
I know.
Call in and let us know what goes on.
I will. Thank you and blessings to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Nicole. I keep waiting for something to mess up here.
Oh, I know. I know. We've had several callers now, and now it's you know a matter of just keeping it going. All right. So I actually did screen a couple callers. You know, in our last 16 minutes, so we will actually be able to help a couple of people. You know, I'm sorry, I'm in a public place right now. So if you hear any of the voices on reverb here,
I said, am I hearing voices?
Yeah. No.
Is that the dead talking loud?
Everybody's hearing voices right now, Cindy. All right.
Okay.
We're going to cruise over to Frank in California, who's looking and looking to give and both get and update about his whole court situation. So we're going over to Frank in California. Hello, Frank. You are on the air.
Thank you, Nicole. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Frank. I'm glad to hear a familiar voice. We've had so much technical difficulties tonight. It's hard to think here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a point where, you know, it's like, how many times are they going to blow us off the air today? Okay, so what I'm seeing for you is... you're going to absolutely win this case, but there is, of course, the heartbreak involved. Have you gone to court recently?
No, actually, I met with my attorney last week, and basically he told me what he's going to be doing, and I'm just waiting with that respect of him filing some documents and just waiting for him to.
No, it looks very good with you. The case, I think you're sometimes still feeling the stab to your heart from the whole situation, which is understandable because it is family members. You know, Frank has a lawsuit against some family members, but your mom is telling you you're doing the right thing. Do you sometimes waver? I mean, I know you have to do what you have to do, but are you sometimes feeling, you know, the sorrow of the whole situation?
Yeah, yes, I do. Yes, I do, because I just can't believe that someone, your own blood, your own kin, someone that's part of you, actually would do something so devious, so mischievous, and hurt.
And hurtful.
Hurting yourself.
Well, you know, it's funny because it's really the inner circle who does hurt us. It is our family members, our lovers, our business partners. It isn't strangers. You know, I've never been hurt in my entire life by strangers. As a matter of fact, they've helped me quite a bit. I've been very hurt by my own family members stealing inheritances, you know, doing horrible things. That's one of the lessons that we all have to come to grips with, is that it is the people that are most, that should be the best to us, who should be the most intimate and loving to us, who are hurting us. Every phone call that we deal with here, you know, every other one at least, is about, you know, a husband that's hurt someone, or hurt their wife, or a lover who's betrayed and a lover. It is really sad, and you know, the more that we can realize that and come to terms with that, and learn to cut people out of our lives. I mean, you've had to learn to cut these family members out of your life. That hasn't been easy, correct?
Oh, correct. As a matter of fact, I work on it either daily or bi-daily, just cutting the cords and praying just to release the energy in the cords and to destroy him and pull the stubs out. And
it takes a long time.
Love. Oh,
and
yes.
I'm seeing that in the cards. Your mom's saying that, you know, it's, you know, she feels bad because it does hurt. And you know what? We have to be in touch with the real emotions. You know, I'm glad that you're not fixated on anger, because, you know, it is a hurt that's deeper than anger here. You know, you needed the anger to get the lawsuit going. And, you know, anger is a stage of grieving, and you are grieving for the loss of your family, and I'm glad that you're now in the stage of mourning. You've moved from the anger stage to the actual mourning and the burying of these family members in your heart. Do you know what I'm saying? So it is an important step, and I'm glad to see that you're doing that. And, you know, just know that you're not taking a step backwards. Sometimes you're wondering, you know, I thought I was past all this. It's a mourning, and it's going to go on for quite some time.
Yes, and I noticed that the universe is helping me. They're opening up doors, new people in my life. It's brought people which I've known closer to me, basically my wife, my son, and my daughter. And I'm just happy, just happy being in peace and going forward.
Right, and that's the whole point. You know, we can't get so jaded that we don't want to let anybody in and we don't want to love anybody. You know, I'm glad to see that you've still come to the place of love, because a lot of people, once they've been hurt by family members, by lovers, they never want to open their heart again. And what you have now is what's called, you're the wounded healer now. You have a hole in your heart that's never going to fully heal. It really isn't. And through that, you come to the place of compassion. You're more compassionate to other people. You're more understanding of betrayal. And that's how you're becoming really enlightened. So, you know, as much as it's a hard way to become enlightened, a healing of that sort that can never fully take place is really what we need to get to that place of great compassion. So, you know, I'm glad that you realize, you know, that love is very important, even though you've been hurt.
Yes, yes.
And don't expect it's ever going to fully, totally be gone. That's the whole point. Any more than if we lose someone, like when your mom passed away or my mom passed away, you're always going to feel that hurt or that pain. You know, we move on from it, but it doesn't ever fully go away.
Yes.
So don't even try to do that. Do you know what I mean? It's just an impossible waste of energy. You know, feel what you feel, and it's all valid, but I do see you winning that lawsuit, by the way. And, so, you know, it's not immediate, but it is sooner than later.
Okay, I'm just going to keep going forward, Cindy. And
keep calling us and letting us know, because I like, you know, people are, you know, interested in seeing your progress and the stages that you're going through with it.
Yes, yes, I will.
Okay, and thanks so much for calling us, and I'm going to try to take another caller or two, so because we were so backed up tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you so much.
Now we're backed up.
You're welcome. Oh, I know. I mean, okay.
I know. I feel so bad. I really do feel bad, because a lot of people were trying to get through to us today, and we just couldn't get Blog Talk to cooperate with us. But
and
we
you know
do have
what?
About
and
9 minutes remaining.
Sure, and it got to the point where it started to, you know, got to the point where it starts, you know, when you're channeling information, and it keeps stopping and abrupt, and then I have to go, it's certainly not
easy for you. I mean, I have to pick up phones and talk to people. I mean, you have the hard job, you know. But it's true, though.
It's all
good. You can't interrupt the flow. Once you're in that flow, forget it. All right, Cindy, but we have about 9 minutes left right now.
Okay.
Should I screen another caller, Cindy? What do you think?
Try. I'm going to try to do, you know, another one, too. So.
All right,
see
cool.
What we can
all right,
do.
So then we're going to go over to Jennifer in West Islip right now, and she just wants to know if she's on the right path, Cindy, okay?
Oh, sure.
Hello,
hi,
Jennifer.
West
you're on
Islip.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for being so patient with us. And, okay, you want to know if you're on the right path.
Yes.
Okay. I see that you're a person who beats yourself over the head a lot, like you really do want to be on the right path. Things look good for you. You're a person who has a lot of courage. Are you aware of that?
I've been told.
And, you know, are you trying to go through that path of courage instead of fear? You know, there's two paths in life,
yes.
Love and fear. I mean, we all have fear, but it looks... You have a grandmother who passed away. Do you remember her?
Yes.
Okay, and she's saying when you were a child, you had a lot of courage, and you need that courage now just to get through some of the things that you need to get through. But in terms of, like, career, it looks like you're starting to get on the right path. What are you doing right now for career-wise?
What am I doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Working. I've been in the same company for many, many years.
Okay, because the money looks good. Are you thinking of making a switch?
No.
Because there is another source of income in the future, if you wanted it. It's something that would be a passion, something that you would love to do.
Oh.
So do you have a hobby or something that you love right now?
Yeah, I have quite a few things that I would like to definitely get involved in.
Because that's what's here in the future, is a career change, but one that you're going to love. In terms of your spiritual growth, are you working on that a lot?
Yes.
Because you are definitely getting a lot of divine guidance. Some of it, you know, is hard because it makes us see things through a different lens. Are you starting to see that not everybody's a good person? That's a hard lesson here.
Yes.
Okay, and I know that's a really hard lesson for you because we've been taught in the Jewish Christian tradition to see the best in people, but the hardest lesson for you, I think, has been to see not only the good but the bad and the ugly
mm-hmm.
of people. Are you starting to see that now?
Yeah, some things you just can't change.
Right, and are you accepting that you can't change it? It's not your job to fix it?
Yes.
Okay, because that looks like a very hard lesson for you to learn.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And that is probably one of the biggest lessons we're here to learn on in life, is that it's, you know, it's not our job to carry other people's cross, and everybody's entitled to one get out of jail card free, one sinking Titanic, and that's it.
Right.
That's been a hard lesson for you. Do you have love in your life? A love relationship, because that's something that looks like it's going to be really blossoming here or coming in your life. Are you wanting that?
I would want one, but no, not really. I don't have one.
Okay, because this is something that there's only so many lessons to learn through suffering. There's only
right.
so many lessons to learn through standing on our own 2 feet, which is important. You can stand on your own 2 feet. This is a nice love that God would want you to have, soulmate love, because there's a lot of lessons in soulmate love.
Oh, that would be nice.
And it's really going to be coming sooner than, you know, pretty soon. You've had your heart broken before in love?
Yes.
Have you sort of taken responsibility for some of the reasons why that might have occurred?
Well, yeah, because I think, you know, it always takes a couple of, you know, two people to make a relationship, two people to break a relationship.
Exactly. And for you, this is something that God really wants to bring to you. It hasn't been brought to you because it doesn't appear you've been ready.
Okay.
You know, you needed to really stand on your own 2 feet. How
right.
long have you been without a relationship now?
Quite a few years.
And it's enough time for you to know that you can, you know, survive emotionally, psychologically, you know, physically, spiritually. And that's when the prince actually comes. So what
right.
I see is you are on the right path.
Right.
The changes that need to be done, it looks like you really having this love. I think you're not going to learn some of the lessons that you need to learn unless that comes.
Okay.
So, you know, make room. Are you making some space for love in your life?
I'm trying to, yeah.
Okay, because I see you're a little resistant to the love here, but it really is going to be brought to you. Money
okay.
looks okay. The spiritual growth, you are getting a lot of divine guidance.
Okay.
Are you
yeah,
doing
well,
any?
Yeah.
Are
trying,
you doing anything
yeah.
specifically to do that? Are you doing reading or you know
yeah,
spiritual
I do a lot
reading?
Of reading a lot of, you know, yeah, I do a lot of searching. I, you know, I go to church.
Right, and again. Just keep in mind that there are not all love is created equal, and what you've had in the past may have started out good but didn't necessarily stay. This is a really very, you know, a love that's going to start out good and stay that way. It's a very good person being brought to you.
Yeah.
So, you know, open your heart.
Am I going to recognize it? Am I going to know?
You're going to recognize it because if you want to help recognize it more, you need to write down what your ideal soulmate would be like.
Okay.
And be greedy about it. You know, you want
mm-hmm.
him to be kind. You want him to be your best friend. You want him to be a person you can trust. You know, all those things. And when he manifests, you'll say, oh, my God, this is him. And okay. So, you know, that's something that, you know, it's really circling near you. You don't have to go out looking for it, but you do have to just, you know, put out to the universe that you're ready, willing, and able to love.
All right.
You know, you're very peaceful in your life right now in many ways, but it isn't necessarily true peace because, you know, we're all peaceful when we're by ourselves.
So
true. We're pushing our crazy buttons, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's when you start putting intimate relationships, it's where, you know, the holes in our being start showing.
Right.
So, you know, I'm glad that you've established peace and serenity in your own life, but you want a man who will add some love and joy to that peace and serenity, and that's really what's here. Well, Nicole, I think we better wind up the show. I'm sorry we couldn't do more.
I thank you very much.
Thank you. It was very nice speaking with you, and good luck, and let us know when the love manifests.
I will.
Okay, Nicole, do you have any shout-outs here?
You know what?
Boy,
my shout-outs are to our lovely, lovely audience who put up with all of our technical difficulties tonight.
Oh, my God. I felt like
it was
the 1950s with the new advent of television.
Oh, my God. It was just awful.
And you know what?
I'm happy that everybody decided that they were going to stick with us tonight. So, you know, I'm sorry
we
didn't get to everybody.
I mean,
but
it was one of those days that I needed just like a hole in the head. You know, I was going to sit down and relax after moving all day. And then I was like,
oh man.
Well, you know what? Well, luckily you get to do that now, Cindy. So, like I said, my shout out is just to our lovely, lovely audience who, you know, sticks with us even when we do have technical difficulties, and they always return, you know, whether the show runs smoothly or whether, you know, it's got some bumps in the road. So thank you guys for all of your continued
Nicole,
support.
I have a little assignment for you, Nicole.
Okay.
Go online and see how you can gut this show, you know, that it doesn't go into the archive.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to go. I mean, I got to go online and I got to see what the actual is causing these actual issues. Because,
you know,
weeks we have it and some weeks we don't.
No, but
and
Nicole,
I don't understand why.
Because I got an email saying they're going to refund some of the money back for the premium show that we have here. Because there's been so many technical difficulties. And they said they fixed it. That was the email that I got yesterday. That they fixed it.
Apparently they didn't fix it all the way, because tonight was actually, I think, the worst that it has been. So, but you know what? Everything happens for a reason. We still spoke to the people that we spoke to, and hopefully, you know, we got through, and hopefully, you know, we helped a couple of people tonight, regardless of the technical difficulties, Cindy. So bravo to you for continuing, you know, in the face of a lot of difficulty and a lot of adversity right there, because something didn't want the show on tonight, let me tell you.
It wasn't me. I was looking forward to it.
Yeah,
thank you for all your help.
And thank you, Cindy. Have a great week. And, guys, we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.